Good morning, everyone. So this morning I reached out to the Lord as I'm sitting outside in the beautiful weather. It was a little bit cool this morning and the birds were chirping. I've got like 12 of them that's decided to make a nest in our carport, which I'm going to have to disrupt them a little bit, but it just is what it is. But they were beautiful in their little chirping this morning and having a great day. But the Lord started dealing with my heart while I was sitting there. Just all of a sudden. Probably because that's the first time I've had a second to calm down and slow down to hear His voice. But He guided me to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which is the love chapter. It's love is patient, love is kind. Love doesn't hold grudges, the whole nine yards, you know the verses. And I was thinking of that, and the Lord just kind of quickened my heart and said, you know, before this scripture, it talks about when you correct someone, if you're not doing it in love, then you just sound like clanging cymbals or a banging gong, I believe is what it says, something along those lines. And He said, so you can sit and you can be on your high horse and tell people what they ought to do or they ought not to do. He said, but if you don't love who you're speaking to in a way that I love them, it will fall on deaf ears. And it might even change hearts in a wrong way. So I got to thinking about that, and He's right. I know how many times I've reached out or spoke out. I shouldn't say reached out because it's not really reaching. It's really just giving my opinion about a situation and not doing it in love. I know that there's been times that my children have come to me and out of sheer frustration, I'll just tell them what exactly I think and there's no love in it. It's, I'm done messing with your garbage and you need to buck up. And that's not... That may not be the best way to handle it, I should say. So the Lord, again, had me read those scriptures. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not bear false witness. It doesn't hold grudges. All the things the love verses say that we've all repeated at a wedding or whatever, those have real down-to-earth application. The Lord is calling us, especially me, and this is for me today, is calling me to be kind and to be patient, which are two things that I struggle with. Maybe not the kindness so much, but definitely the patience. Once I get to the end of my rope, a lot of time I'm just a little bit hateful, a little bit argumentative, a little bit hateful and opinionated is the word I like to use. Some would just call it being an outright hag, or there's other colorful terms I could use that I've been called many times in those situations. But what I am trying to do and what I am encouraging you all to do is to take a minute, take a deep breath, and be patient and be kind. Sometimes you may not know what's going on in someone else's mind. You may not know what's going on in someone else's heart. And sometimes I think the Bible says a kind word turns away wrath. So I would encourage that this morning is instead of lashing out or being hateful or being nagging, that we would reach out in kindness and in patience, not impatience, but in a patient manner, and deal with people in the way Christ deals with us. If He was as impatient with me as I am with some people, I'd be in a world of hurt. Thankfully, His grace is sufficient. Thankfully, He loves me enough to correct me gently. Thankfully, He loves me enough that He doesn't operate the way I operate. So my prayer today for us is that we would operate the way He operates, in truth and in love and in grace. So let me pray that over us today. Father God, I just come to You in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I thank You that You have given us patience. I thank You that You have given us kindness. I thank You that You have given us sufficient grace for ourselves. Now, Lord, I pray that we would extend that to others, the people that are on our last nerve. Lord, I pray that You would help us to walk it out. I pray, Lord, that we would not just sit and spew whatever comes to our mouth immediately, but, Lord, that we would take take a deep breath and use your words, your truth, and your grace. Lord, I love you, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You guys have a great day.